Following the conclusion of a meeting in Budapest this week, the Conference of European Churches, or CEC, has begun operating under a new constitution that includes moving offices from Geneva to Brussels to improve ties with the European Union. As our correspondent Stefan Boss reports, the move comes amid pressure on CEC members to show more unity between the different churches and to increase social programmes among impoverished migrants and other vulnerable groups.
After a sometimes turbulent 14th assembly of the Conference of European Churches, or CEC, in Hungary's capital Budapest, delegates approved the group's new constitution to help the European churches to share their spiritual life, to strengthen their common witness and service, and to promote the unity of the church and peace in the world. CEC's new document will impact its members, including 115 Orthodox, Protestant, Anglican and Old Catholic churches from all European countries and 40 associated organizations. Anglican Bishop of Guildford, England, Christopher Hill, was elected as new president of the CEC to lead the group under the new constitution. The document came after Hungary's human resource minister Zoltán Balogh, a reformed pastor, warned that relations among the churches seem to have estranged 20 years after the collapse of communism in Central and Eastern Europe, just as, in his words, the enthusiasm they exhibited in 1989 has vanished too. Balogh said it was also regrettable that in this new era not enough has been done to renew Europe on the basis of Christian values, though he praised cooperation in the area of integration of impoverished Roma, also known as Gypsies. Europe's struggling migrants was another key topic during the gathering. The General Secretary of the World Council of Churches, Olaf Wiekske Tveit, said it was important for the different denominations to work with migrant churches and not to forget the church's mission.
If the churches together in Europe do not, in humbleness and with commitment, transmit faith in our triune God to the next generation, who will do so?
For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.